At the world's most heavily militarized border, a North Korean soldier in his late teens makes a daring escape into South Korea. Most of the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, is guarded by minefields, tall fences with razor wire, guard posts. Analysts say the area where this soldier crossed, in the eastern North Korean province of Kangwon, is less fortified. According to reports citing the South Korean Defense Ministry, the soldier said he left because of widespread beatings and other abuse in his unit.
Is that pervasive in the North Korean military?
The North Korean military is renowned for the harsh discipline and very difficult conditions in which soldiers have to live, especially someone at his age and his level. He would be beat simply by looking askance at an officer. There's no restraint at all.
Tony Schaefer, who once ran human intelligence operations for the U.S. Army in that area, says the defector can give the U.S. and South Korean military intelligence on places along the DMZ where the North Koreans routinely insert saboteurs. But there will be consequences for the soldier's family.
You could expect a potential literal summary assassination, summary murder of his family. That's one of the things that North Koreans always make sure that anyone who contemplates defection understands that your family will be dealt with severely.
The regime could target multiple generations of the soldier's family, likely his parents and grandparents. Along with other aggressive moves, like test firing anti-ship missiles off his coastline this past weekend, Kim Jong-un has also cracked down on defectors recently, tightening patrols along the Chinese border. Analysts say Kim sees any defection as a personal insult to him.
This is embarrassing for the North Korean regime because it completely cracks the myth of how this is supposed to be a paradise, a society in which everybody is not in want of anything, under the dear leadership of this young grandson of Kim Il-sung.